fatty girls, boys, and everything in between. Welcome back to Antics with Ash. Today we have the one, the only, my baby girl, Maddie Grace Jepson.
Your baby girl.
Hey, baby.
We are actually like baby girls.
We are baby girls, actually, for those of you that don't know.
I know.
We go back.
We go back, sweet.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel like we kind of were popping off around the same time.
Yes. The come up was at the same time. That is
it
true,
was.
Actually.
I was thinking,
I'm trying
on my
to think,
way
when
here,
did I meet you?
Oh my God, it was so late. It was like, I remember when we first met, we were like, how have we... I remember when we first met.
When?
Magic Mike.
Oh God, no! You're joking.
PTSD, I can't talk about.
Oh, got emotional damage. Is that when we first met?
Yeah, because I remember we were like, nah, this isn't our first time we first met. Yeah, yeah, first time we met.
Wait, well, this is full circle then, really and truly. We'll get into
God.
That in a minute.
I can't talk about it.
Yeah, I can't talk about it. Oh,
yeah,
I was
babe.
Absolutely.
Because we went to box that night. Do you remember?
Of course we did. Of course we did. I literally pay rent at the box at this point. No, yeah, we did. Yeah. You're right. I was hammered that night.
That was a bit of a crazy night for me.
Well, I want to know what people's opinions are on Magic Mike because, like, did you enjoy? I mean, I love.
I was it. In. I was in my single. I was like,
right.
Single era at Fine. That time. And I had been in the dance studio with those boys earlier on in the day.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Absolutely grinded on, sweet. What? I was getting grinded.
Was that all part of it? Like, what?
Yeah, babe.
Oh, yeah, that was all part of
it. It was all part of the experience.
All part of the experience.
No, but I was ready to go that night. I said, right. No,
okay.
But I was peak single era Maddie.
Right, I'm going to tell you something funny about that night. No, you're actually going to lie. I can
no.
talk about it now because, guys, oh, God, I feel like I've been sworn to secrecy this whole time.
What?
Anyway! So basically, I went that night that we were at Magic Mike. I know, that night we were at Magic Mike.
I know what
Mike,
you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say. I remember sitting there. We are like, honestly... 15 tequilas deep. We are in the trenches at this point. We're everything. They honestly, they could have been farting in the mic at this point. And we were like, what? Unbelievable
yeah.
scenes.
Yeah.
We were like, this is unbelievable. I turned to Lana and I went to her, I'm going to shag one of them tonight. And she went, what? Yeah, great plan. Obviously, this all sounded like such a great plan when we were... absolutely balls deep in Patron.
Yeah.
I went, I've just got to. The show was electric. Electric, the passion. I thought, I've got to shag one of them. And I did.
And you did, sweet.
And I did. And I was actually,
can I say this?
You,
I feel like I was there to witness the first kiss.
Were you?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember it.
I was stood behind you, I can't lie.
Were you?
Yeah, it was.
Were you?
I stood behind you and I said, but, oop, there she goes.
Do you know what I did?
My girl.
I'll tell you what I did. It was really bad. I don't remember this. And this is why I shouldn't be let out. This is why I need a restraining order. I apparently, right, so we're in the club.
Right.
I've obviously cooked up this master plan that I'm definitely going to do bits with one of them, right? Whatever. I'm in my head, I must be so far gone, I'm thinking the plan's got to come to fruition. We need to start getting things in motion now. We're at the box, mid-rass up, everyone's getting crazy, getting wild.
Yep.
Apparently, I start speaking to this woman who's just on this table randomly, right? He's said man in question is behind me.
I'm just going to put that on, do not disturb.
I'll wait till you do that.
I'm so unprofessional.
Yeah, so said man in question is standing next to me, flirty the whole night, blah, blah, blah. To try and instigate this kiss, I've turned to this random woman on this table and said to her, do you want to lips me?
Oh!
She went, all right. I've lipsed her, right? I can't believe this is how my brain must have been functioning at like -2% by this point. I then turned to him and went, I want to see if you're better. He went.
And that's how you fucking do it.
And that's how you fucking do it.
He went. I love that. I'm obsessed with that.
I said, I can't believe it.
Sexy. That is sexy.
And he went, like, are you sure? Like, are you sure? Is that a thing?
Ugh.
Bear in mind, this poor woman who I've just lived is sitting there thinking, hang on a minute.
I've been used
and abused. I'm so sorry to the woman in question. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to that man.
Yeah, but I'm sorry to this man. But I literally lipsed her, then went, I want to see if you're better. Lipsed him and then went, think you're better. This woman's just standing there. And I thought, oh my God.
Yeah, but anything goes in the box. Who gives a fuck?
Well, this is
anything
it.
Anything goes, sweet.
It was such anything a good night. Anything goes. Anything goes, yeah.
What do you mean?
When was the last time you went?
When was it? Oh, God. it was
it's been a minute.
Ago.
I feel like you're in your tame era. Do we want to talk about it?
I am in my tame era. I've tamed.
Is it love?
No. No, I wouldn't go that fast.
Okay. It.
No, I have met somebody.
I can't believe it. Do you know what? Okay, let's go back. Let's start at the very beginning.
A very, very good place to start.
I literally remember so poignantly. The thing that I used to love about your content was I followed you at a time when you were down bad.
Oh, babe.
I followed you at a time where you were in your I hate straight men era.
Oh.
Which is so funny because obviously we are the same. We are for the gays and the girls.
We are for the gays. Me and Ash share a lot in common,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
We honestly, I'm going to just like go off on a little
we
bit.
We eat, sleep and breathe LGBTQ+. We do. Like we do.
We wish we were gay.
Yes.
Like, I cannot stress enough, like, if anything in this world, if mm-hmm. I could be gay right now, I would switch.
Yeah.
People who say you choose to be gay, I am proof that is the truth. If it was the...
Yeah.
Are
you 100% straight?
No.
In it?
No one is.
That's
sorry.
What I'm saying.
Sorry. You can't be 100% straight.
I agree. If this is a ruler, I would say mine's Wonky Joe.
Yeah, babe.
Mine's...
Yeah, but I about think that's, there. I think that's what everyone should
I would
be.
Say, yeah, not like... Not there, but no. I would say it's like...
Yeah. At a slant. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But we do share a lot in common.
We
and
do.
And do you know one other thing that we share in common? I'm really going off topic here, but...
Go on.
We love to shake our ass on the dance floor. Do you know what? I can always guarantee, if I'm with you on a night out, we are up and we're dancing.
Every time.
Every time.
But why did you come otherwise to sit in the corner?
And try and like be cool. Like I think being cool is up on the dance floor, being confident.
So do I.
Ass.
I also think being cool in general is overrated.
Ew, yeah.
Ooh.
Babe.
Who wants to be cool?
Innit? Why have you come to the club?
I don't get it. But that's why there. I don't like, mate. That's why, apart from our place of worship, the box, I don't really like going out to Mayfair clubs are a no-no from me. Absolute
oh my God.
No.
Hell.
I don't like them at all. I can't even remember the last time I went.
No, I know. I don't think I've been to... I think I've been to, like, one in my life.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Is that it?
And it was... What's that one on the edge of Paddington? Not Paddington.
On the edge of Paddington?
Where am I?
Oh, that's the spoons at best, no. My love. On the edge of Paddington.
Edge of Paddington.
I'm... Oh, I know.
Piccadilly.
Rain.
So I've been to Rain about twice.
I used to work there at hell.
Oh my God. Lana works there.
She does. Yeah, she looks fantastic when she works
those
there.
Those girls. Well, that's one of the reasons I hate going. Those girls. They make me question my whole existence. Because they're so gorgeous. I'm thinking, how am I supposed to... Well, when I was in my
how
single era.
How am I supposed to shake my yash?
Exactly. And how am I supposed to pull?
I agree.
When I was in my single era, if I went to Rain.
With all of that going on stage.
With all of this going on.
I agree. With I agree.
You know?
When did you move to London?
I moved about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, not
that
long.
But then I was kind of living in London because I used to live with, like, my ex and his family. They lived in, like, South East London.
Right.
So I didn't, like, you know, I didn't really...
Did you actually live with him?
Yeah, him and his family for a bit.
Did you?
Yeah. And that wasn't really kind of them to let me live there. have to say that. But it was really kind of you. So thank you for watching. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But I'm really sad that it didn't work out. I'm really sorry. I'm paying some money.
Do you know what this is giving? It's you know, like, I'm sorry, your nan died, Joe, but like, yeah. At the end of the day, like, I'm sorry, your nan died. But.
Yeah. Literally. No, I did. So I kind of was living like.
Wait, you must have. That's quite young to live with somebody now.
Yeah, babe.
As in, I'm Tutankhamun at this point. I've just turned 28 and I can safely say I've not even been close to living with a man.
I really thought, I thought we were going to get married. You know, you do.
Really? Yeah. Were you like, okay.
Let's go.
Let's get into it. Oh my God. So, this is going back to the time when I followed Maddie.
Yeah.
Right? I remember just being like, this girl is so iconic. You did not give a rat's about what you were saying online. I remember you'd literally come on your story and go, oh, I went on a date and how dare you ask me this? You just didn't give a shit. And I was like, oh my God, I love her.
Honestly, I feel like when I was single, I had no, even now.
There was no filter.
Oh, no filter. And I had no time. Straight mm-hmm. men, I really have no time for them. I have no time for you.
Yes, I agree.
And it was just like, I was learning, it was the first time I'd been single since about 16. Because I had a boyfriend from 16 to 18, and then about 4 months of singleness, then got into another relationship for 4.5 years, babe. Yeah, craziness.
So you've been in a relationship really in your like growing years more than you have been single.
Yeah, so that year I was single because I'm not technically single now.
Another one bites the blood clot dust.
Anyway, we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
But anyway, I like that year I was single, I was like, this is my year.
Yeah.
To learn all about myself, sweet, on every way.
In every way. Left, right, up.
But yeah, I just had. Try that. But anyway, I just had no time for it. I had no time for men trying to, like, you know, we're confident, dominant women.
Yeah, it's that.
And it was very much like, I just felt like they're always trying to one-up me.
I was speaking to our girl, Chloe, about this. And I'm like, it's so hard. This sounds very like, well, you know, like, I feel like people love to say this. Any woman doing kind of well for themselves, has built something that's going well, blah, 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 career-wise, they're flourishing. Feel like it is just a thing that they like to be like, oh, I just feel like, I definitely do it all the time, just be like, oh, I just feel like everyone's so intimidated by me. But I'm also like...
But is it not the truth?
Is it not the truth? I don't know. Like, also, yes, in many respects, I am clapped. But as in, like, clapped in terms of, I'm like, I can be silly. Sure, it's not for everyone. But I do think there is a slice of truth in that.
There is. The only people who are denying that are the men who are intimidated by us.
Much to think about.
Because I think, like, this guy, it was like...
Yeah.
Celebrates how successful I am.
Yes.
And like, whereas I've never experienced that. If they never celebrated it or was like really openly like, that's incredible. You're so successful. That's your boss bitch. Like, I just thought, you're emasculated.
Yeah, I used to get this. I remember my ex, this is actually one of the biggest red flags. And I know girlies will feel this. To their very core. I remember he used to, and I'm not one of these people that's like, you need to like all my Instagram posts, you need to comment, you need to say nice things, that and the other. Sometimes, though, as in, don't be a tumbleweed. Bear in mind, you've got time to like Sally Ann's bikini pic from 2014. But I post something as your woman... And it's tumbleweeds. And I remember being like, am I being, you know, didn't want to get labelled as a psycho girly, blah, blah, blah. And I remember just thinking, something's a bit off here. And I said to him, do you just like purposely not like my shit? Yeah. So I'm like, I feel like I'm always kind of bigging you up.
Yeah.
Do you just see it, choose to not like it, like do not like it? What is it? And he went, no, like, why do you care for a like from me? Like, you've got so many other people liking it.
Do you know what that is? That actually, I actually feel like a little bit
sick. Doesn't it make your blood boil?
I feel a little bit sick about
that. Same, same. I'm nauseous. My heart's going pitter-patter.
I'm really scared.
Same. Because I remember thinking, oh, that is Insecure Boy 101.
Like, literally the blueprint.
Yeah, that you are the blueprint of the red flag.
I think men have a weird thing about women knowing they're attractive, right?
Yes.
Because I think we should love ourselves. I advocate for every single woman, particularly women, to love themselves.
Yeah.
All we get told in society is how to change ourselves.
Yeah.
And, oh, do you want this product? Because it's going to make this better. Mm-hmm, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So when we take power into our own hands and, like, love ourselves and sit there and know we're a bad bitch, know that we're a catch, like, all this shit, they feel like they have to take us down a few knots.
Yeah.
They are intimidated by strong, confident
it's
women.
That. And I'm like, why would you not want to be picking me up?
In it?
I don't get it.
It's just insecurity.
It was, yeah.
It's pure insecurity. It's when they feel threatened by something they deem to not be as, like, powerful as them.
Yes.
And I'm like, what, you just think you're more powerful than me because you've got a peen?
Yeah. Get a worm. Grip, yeah. A little peen. Gummy worm.
Yeah, babe, like...
Yeah.
Come on.
A little smeg lid. Ooh. I don't care.
Absolutely. A mushroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what
one
I mean?
One of those. I don't care.
In it?
I do care sometimes. That's a complete lie.
Listen.
I do like them, but...
yeah. Yeah. We're not listening. Penis. We unfortunately like it.
Yeah. Sadly. But yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's one of those things.
Yeah. So that was my frustration with being single and dating men for the first time, like, properly. As a woman,
yeah,
you know, I was like going into these things like.
Did you feel a bit Bambi on ice that you just had no idea what you were doing with it
in the beginning? Yeah, but I think
was it like the flirting side of it? Like, what was it? Because if you haven't been single in those pivotal years of, like, growing up,
yeah.
I don't know what I'd be saying. I say weird shit at the best of times. But if I'd been in a relationship up until, 22, 23, and then all of a sudden started going on dates, I don't know what I'd be saying.
Yeah, I can't really remember, like, in the beginning how I was. But
do you
think,
did you just get a bit of Dutch courage and have loads of drinks and you just thought, well...
The first day I went on, I wasn't nervous. Do you know what it is? I know I can sit in front of someone and chat to them.
Yes, yeah.
I know I can hold a conversation, so even if they're really awkward, one quality I really like about myself is I can always make someone feel really comfortable.
Yeah, so I love that.
So if someone's really nervous around me, I can always pick up on that they're feeling nervous and, like, make them feel more comfortable. So then they start being themselves, which I just do that for people that like that. I can do that. So I was always like, I know I can go into a date and just, like, chat away and be fine.
But it's not going to be complete awkward hell.
Yeah, but then it got to a point I thought, I can't keep being the sole confident person in this situation. And honestly, I got bored of dating. I stopped.
Really?
Yeah, I came off all the apps. I just stopped. I couldn't do it.
The apps are not
hell. Oh my God. I got stood up. Do you want to talk about that?
I would love to talk about that.
It was absolute hell. I'm not even joking, like, stood up, like, oh, cancel on me, like, on the day, like, literally.
No, you sitting at the restaurant with your high heel booties on. I can't bear it.
Babe, I was at the restaurant.
No. I think...
The thing was... Okay,
but what a thing to do to someone. As in, it takes... Oh, God, it just takes 2 seconds.
When I think about it, I think it must have been, like, a fake account.
Oh,
Yeah. Because... And that's... This was the moment I was like, I've got to delete this app.
I'm deleting it!
This does not happen to people like me. This is just not happening to people like me. And it wasn't even like I was that asked about the date.
Right.
I wasn't even asked about the date.
No, it's the violation of turning up in your glad rags and your booties.
Literally.
And,
like,
sitting by yourself.
Full face makeup on.
Oh, God, there's
nothing
worse.
To be fair, I hadn't walked into the restaurant. I was waiting outside.
Okay, thanks. Sitting down.
No, I wasn't sat down waiting. I was waiting outside. I'd been waiting for about 15 minutes. I was already late. Turned up, he wasn't there. I was like, fucking hell. Okay, I was like, hey, like, where are you? He's like... just no answer. I thought, right, he's on the train, might be on the tube, like no signal.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like me, I'm such a, I always give people the benefit of the doubt. Like I'm always
me too. And then I'd then be like, oh, he's perished in a freak accident, poor thing.
Isn't it?
The last thing I would think is I've been stood up.
No, I honestly thought, I really hope, I'll end with that quote actually, it's quite funny.
Yeah. Come on.
No, I was like, waiting for about 20 minutes. I thought, I've had enough. I was like, I'm not waiting anymore for this man.
No.
Are you joking? Look at me.
Yeah.
Like, are you joking? I'll just go and call one of my other things. Do you know what I mean? Sweet. Like, genuinely, I thought...
Is that what we did?
Well, I'm not going to confirm or deny it.
But I'm going to confirm it.
You can assume what happened.
No. Oh, anyway, perfect.
So then I walked home and I texted him and I just said, you're a fucking freak or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. But then the next morning, I suddenly thought, what if he, like, died or something? Like, do you know what I mean? I was like, I was really hoping
that
he...
Don't say that. Don't say that.
But then I was hoping that he would text me and say, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was in a car crash. I'm in a coma. And then I actually would have felt better. Like, I would have
agreed.
Like, I mean, thank God.
Did you hear from... Yeah.
No. Didn't hear from him.
I blocked him,
so...
I really just don't understand that.
I was thinking, he's intimidated by me.
100%. That's the only valid answer. Also, it's kind of why I like being a non-punctual queen, because I need them to be there first.
Well, that's why I was late. I'm always late to dates.
Because I would like you to be sitting, you've set up shop, I come in.
Exactly.
You know, $1 million. They're like, whoa, what an entry. I need it to be. I can't be sitting there already with my dick in my hands. I don't know why.
No.
I find it so awful to be sitting there already.
Yeah, I really agree.
I need to tell you about what happened the other day. I went on a date literally last week. No, you're going to die. I went on a date literally last weekend and I was so late. And I felt...
How late?
I'm talking 25 minutes.
Oh.
Like, late. Like, the poor boy's sitting there at the restaurant. I did warn him before. I said before I left, can we change booking to this time?
Yeah.
He went, don't worry, I'm running 15 minutes late myself. So I was like, perfect. So I said, okay, great. You go hold the fort. He went, don't worry, I'll wait for you. Obviously, this happens, that happens. I have a wardrobe malfunction before I leave. Everything that...
Clothes chucked around the room. Honestly,
it looked like, honestly, a huge bomb site in my bedroom. Everything was in disarray. No, Maddie, you would have died. You actually would have died. I remember getting off at Tottenham Court Road, right?
Oh, Helen Station.
So much going on there.
Oh, so much going on.
Got off at Tottenham Court Road. I thought, right, where's the restaurant? I've looked on my little maps, obviously, in a little hill. I am never not in a little booty, but it's always going to be a stiletto.
Absolutely.
It said 18-minute walk. I thought,
no.
Is this the Tour de France? I can't do it. I said, on these legs, you're saying 18 minutes. That is a 25-minute walk in my current state. I thought, I can't do it.
Just a little girl.
I'm just a little girl. I thought, I'm going to be so late. Oh. I've got in one of those fucking fur-covered rickshaws. You're gonna die. I'm outside Tottenham Court Road, right? My man is on an all pink fur rickshaw. It's playing I'm a Barbie girl.
No.
In a Barbie
world. No.
So anyway, I side eyed it and I thought, oh, I can't. I looked at the clock and I said, I must. I've got no choice. I've got nothing left. I went, my man, I need to get in this. Can you get me to this restaurant ASAP? He went, yeah. I'm sat in it, yeah. He went, do you want the music on? I thought, nothing gets worse than this. I'm already in a fur-covered rickshaw.
May as well play it.
Run the track. At this point, right, I'm pissing myself, Maddie. I'm like this. And it's just me like this. Tits to the wind, everything's billowing, and it's just, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I thought to myself, if he sees me pull up in this, I thought, God forbid, if it's like an open restaurant, you can see.
I was going to say, what if he was sat outside and you pull up like that? All right.
Well, you're going to die. He was in the window, like in the window seat.
No.
To this day, I don't know if he saw me. He must have seen me pay the rickshaw man. And I... And also, they take the piss out of you.
They'll I was going to say, how much was
it? They'll charge you £55,000 to go down the road, right? So I literally, I had a little word with him outside the fur rickshaw. I said,
come on, give
my friend. I said, don't bump me off here.
My friend.
Don't bump me off. I said, give me a good price. I look up and the boy's like this. And I thought, he's never going to see me again. I think he did, luckily.
Not you bartering with
the bartering with the rickshaw, man.
Your date's waiting for you, like, give me a good price.
Yeah.
Give me a good price. Give me the best price.
£2 for a pound.
I'm dead. You cannot do stuff like that. I'm going to tell you why. You are a public figure.
I know.
There would have been people. You've been riding down that road full speed ahead, hair like
I
this.
Know.
I'm a Barbie girl blasting. And everyone's going, that's Ash Holmes, that's Ash Holmes.
No, I can't bear it. I can't bear the thought of it.
That's iconic, though.
It was iconic. And also in my head.
You just sat there.
Yeah, I was like this. I was pissing myself the whole way. Hysterically laughing in this rickshaw.
That's hilarious.
And I remember thinking, he's just seen me. He's seen me do that.
I can't escape this.
Yeah. No, but also I thought.
It's iconic.
If you don't love me at my worst.
That is so you, though. That's a
you
bit
know what
of you.
I mean?
That is such a bit of you.
Yeah, that is me. I'm like, if you, I want
this
my future man would go, that's my woman. They'd see me walk out of that pink rickshaw and go, that's my woman.
If I'd have seen you pulled up there, I would have literally been like,
take
I'm going to have so much fun tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Also me, still 28 and single, so there is much to unpack there, and I think probably I should.
Do you want to unpack that?
Not really.
Okay,
I don't even know how to unpack that.
Yeah, where do you even start? Don't, because I'll start crying for you. I'm too empathetic.
No, but really.
Where do you even start? Like,
I don't know.
You've just not found the right one. Who gives
no.
a fuck?
And you know what, Maddie? I think I have a real theory. This is the thing. I think so many people settle.
They do. Yeah, you're right.
I think especially, I think there's a flip side of this. I think Londoners have an awful London effect sometimes where like everyone's like plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plenty of fish in the sea. Blood clot. I can't try them all. I can't try them all. So
no.
You almost think, like I always think dating in London is so hard because you can't even find a day to meet someone. It's,
yeah.
So, it's impossible.
Yeah, especially when you like you want to get your bag, sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm trying to get my bag.
Yeah.
Like, this is why even now for me, like early days, you've got to start as you mean to go on.
Mm-hmm.
But you are right. People settle. I settled for 4.5 years from 19. I think if I could just speak
to my 19.
And you
thought that was the one.
And I thought, this is my destiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and now, bless him, there's nothing wrong with the guy. He is absolutely, we are polar opposites in terms of like, just what we want out of life. Like we were never.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's so funny when you come out of something and you realise. So you are right. You're so right.
Oh my God, you
like
just
that.
Had like glazed goggles on. And you were like,
yeah.
What was I thinking? Oh, that was my whole life and soul and world. And then you're like, oh my God, that was literally.
I know. That
Paul,
was all
from Peckham. Up there, so up,
I know. And I was like, it's like drawing blood out of a stone. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes. And I just think I don't want that life. And,
no.
And even though I'm going into this new situation,
mm-hmm.
It's very fresh, very new. But I have said to myself at any point, like,
really?
I really feel. Yeah, because I have feelings for the boy. Like, I really like him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's the first, like,
this makes
person
me really happy.
That I've met that I've been, like,
excited about.
Yeah. And, like,
yeah.
He's just, we're just on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But I've like absolutely said to myself at any point there is anything that he does that makes me feel uncomfortable and it's done like more than once.
Yeah.
Even the first time.
You're just.
To be in a position to be like, this is just isn't for me.
Really?
Because you've got to have, I would never want to look back again on a situation and be like,
yeah.
Why did I settle for that?
Mm-hmm.
And it really frustrates me that there were so many times in my past relationship that I did settle. And then since I have been single, I have ended every single situation I've ever been in. I've never really ever been in a situationship, like maybe if I was sleeping with someone or whatever.
Right.
Like, it was very casual.
Like, really? Can't relate.
I've always been the person who's like, this just isn't working for me anymore.
Right.
Like, and
are you
really
not a casual
myself.
Dater like that? As in you don't...
No, I don't. I didn't mind. I'm going to contradict myself now because I have said, like, before publicly that, like, I can't do the casual thing. I did it.
Okay.
I did it because I didn't want to
try it.
Yeah, and, like, a girl's got needs. Yeah,
that's
here.
What I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean? There's only so many times you can strum the guitar. Like,
there's only so many times you can let cobwebs manifest.
I need a human touch.
Yeah.
Like, it's normal to feel like that, right?
Mm-hmm,
do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
God's sake.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I was in these situations where I was maybe sleeping with someone, whatever. But my issue is with casual stuff.
Yeah.
I think if I was I don't know how to even word this. I don't want to generalize, but I think men often in casual situations lose all forms of, like, human respect.
Respect, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, bare
minimum, just human respect of like, we're two human beings coming together to have a good time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here to fucking get my knot on and then I'm off, you fucking piece of meat, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it becomes like
you may as well be a lamb chop at the deli counter.
I'm like, darling, like, they're walking through the door, penis out. I'm like, babe, let's just, like, have a chat, like, talk about, like, how are you?
At least pretend.
Yeah, pretend you like me.
So pretend to be to have a bit of back and forth and a bit
of... Oh, God.
Yeah. I get it.
So I didn't like that, and it just felt like that all the time.
Yeah.
Once you kind of establish, right, we're not going to be in a relationship, we're not going to catch feelings, we're not going to go on dates, blah, 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 it's just purely just...
And then you're like, what are we doing here?
It's like, well, I don't enjoy this.
No.
Because you just come round and you leave and then I feel like...
Shit. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then at the time, there was... None of them were like, I couldn't even fathom the idea of being in a relationship with you.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's been no one up until this person that I've actually met. And I've been like, when I think about the future, you're...
Yeah.
No, but...
That's major.
Yeah, when I think about him at like my family events and stuff.
Yeah, and you think like I'd love
and
for
like,
him to
oh,
be
here. Oh, my parents will like him and like, yeah.
Oh no, you're down bad. That's when you know.
Don't, I'm shitting myself.
No, don't shit yourself.
I'm absolutely fucking shitting myself, bro, honestly.
Don't shit yourself. You're like me though.
Oh,
you're
God.
Really like me. I can't, as in, I have so much respect for people that are... That wear their heart on their sleeve, because I think I do in some respects, like, but they're able to just say, well, if it doesn't work, it doesn't. If I said to someone, this is how I feel about you, and they said, unfortunately, I don't feel the same, I'd say, that's absolutely fine, because by tomorrow, I'll be bald. I will have legally changed my name. And I will have moved to Peru. So it like that's absolutely calm.
Yeah.
Like there's no worries.
It's all my fault. Sorry, it's all my fault.
Yeah. It's fine because you'll never ever see me again. Like that'll be it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No,
Ash
I know.
Home died today. That is it though.
No, but I think
and you're like me like that. Like,
I am.
You can't bear it. I can't bear it.
I could not bear it.
No.
See when I got stood up, did I leave my house for a week? No.
Babe. No.
Really? And I've only just been able to bring myself to talk about it right now in this moment. I can't believe
stop,
I'm
not that.
So embarrassed.
PTSD.
No, but I'm going to be honest. The reason why I've even got into this situation is because this guy, it's been so easy. Like, there's been no games.
Right.
He's been straight up. And I love that because that's how I am. If I like someone, I'm going to tell them I like them.
Yeah.
And he's been exactly the same. There's been no games.
Thank
he's
God.
He's been immediately like, just like, I want you. Like, I don't want anyone
I feel
to have
this
you.
Way, yeah.
Like, and I've just been like, okay.
So, yeah.
And he hasn't really given me a reason to feel otherwise, like, worried about anything. Whereas...
I love this.
You know, I think people are just too scared to, like, admit feelings these days because of those reasons.
I also think people are always trying so hard to be cool. Like...
Yeah, to play
let
cool.
Let me wait a bit
keen.
Of time before to... I don't want to wait.
No!
I want
Show
to text
me you.
You
like me.
Yeah, I want to text you.
Yeah.
Chloe is so... This is reminding me of Chloe Moll. As in, Chloe is just so funny. If you ask her anything, she goes, how... she goes... How do you be casual? As in, like, she can't. And I'm like, I get it. She's like...
Chloe killed her last episode.
She kills me.
Harriet, she was like, no, I love him. And Harriet was like, you don't love him. She's like, no, I love him. She's like, how many dates have you
been on?
She's like,
no. But I'm also like, I love people like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, just say exactly how you feel. Yeah. No bollocks. No, if I want to triple text you because I've had a funny thought and I think you'll like it, I'm going to triple text you.
Exactly.
And if you think that's uncool, then fuck off.
Yeah. And you need to get therapy.
Yeah.
Because I just think, look, if you're not into relationships, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me you're never going to catch feelings for someone
ever
in your life.
I'm not going to lie.
Tell me something.
Let me tell you, Hinge is spooky wooky. Hinge is spooky wooky, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm looking at, that it has all the little, little prompts and all the little sections on Hinge that you can see what everyone's about, right? Yeah. I'm seeing ripe old 35-year-old men, grown men on there, and it will say figuring out dating goals.
Yeah.
What are you figuring out? Your receding hairline. You're 35. So what are you figuring out at this stage?
You need to be freezing your sperm at this point, Spirit.
Oh, do you know what I mean?
Talk about freezing eggs.
Yeah, because that's how it works.
On, I'm calling misogyny on that. Freeze your fucking sperm. Why can't I freeze my fucking eggs? I'm a scientist. I'm telling you right now, I'm a scientist. Okay. Those are the new rules.
That's a periodic table.
Spunk in a cup and put it in the freezer.
And put it in the fucking freezer and be done with it and shut your mouth.
You fucking dickheads.
That.
Anyway.
That.
Putting the world to rights.
We are putting the world to rights.
No, but you are right. There's some crazy people on there.
And I'm just like, what's everyone doing on here? Like, I just don't understand it.
Do you know what it is? I think straight people don't have an app to just shag.
I have this conversation all the time with that.
Obviously, like, Grindr, right? Grindr can be used to date.
Mm-hmm.
Grindr is used for a shag.
1,000,000%.
And I feel like there needs to be a straight equivalent. People say Tinder is that, but I don't think it is.
No, there's another one. There's that.
Molly, no!
Molly!
Molly's on it, Sweet!
Molly's like, Field, bro. I used it last night.
Field, do not fucking use it. Yeah. Do not fucking use it.
I am so, oh no, I've taken my thing off.
Sick. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah. Oh, who cares?
They felt nice.
Today.
Do you feel my...
You've not felt mine yet. Can we chat about it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got my tits done.
Oh my God, Maddie's got new boobies, everyone.
I got new boobs and I love them.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them.
New boobs, new outlook, new perspective.
Do you want to give them a little
Fuck. They are vast.
They're vast.
Oh my God, Bob, they're so heavy.
What do you think about them?
They feel amazing though.
I'm a double D now.
You? Did you want to be a double D?
No.
Oh, good for you.
But I said, all right, I'll take them.
She's a new Katie Price, darling.
No, the boobs are crazy.
Wait, they're amazing.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, my God. How was that? Okay, what made you want to do that?
I've wanted it for years.
I'm so intrigued because I feel like this is a nice topic to touch on.
1,000,000%. And do you know what? I'm so happy with the process.
Yeah.
The results, everything mm-hmm. that I'm like... I just want to empower anyone who ever wants to do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, be careful, do your research, blah, blah, blah.
100%.
But to never feel like you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think I always used to feel there was such a stigma around it for so long. And especially going in social media and like being known on there now, I thought, oh God, I'm putting myself up for failure here. Like everyone's going to have a go at me.
Really?
I felt like I wanted to keep it a secret. And then I just thought, I actually don't give a fuck.
No. And also, I think you are that type of creator where people like you for being honest.
Yeah.
Right? I think there's nothing worse than all of these kind of like reality TV stars that literally look like Janice Dickinson by this point, as in their face is like 50% concrete. And everyone's like, have you had anything done? They're like, nah, man, never. And I'm like, I'm like,
And I just think I stand for such, like, I'm in such a space of I love women, stand for women, and I would just be such a hypocrite if I wasn't honest about that shit. And I don't think it's that deep.
It's like, not that deep.
Is it that deep? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think people make it out to be so deep and like, I'm like, it's really not that deep, guys.
I think
like,
there's levels to it as well. I think
yeah.
if you're... aim is to completely change yourself.
Yeah, then that's really sad.
Then that's, and of course, yeah. Then you're like, okay, there is fundamentally something I need to look at here
yes.
with inside myself yeah. because I'm not happy and anything I'm doing externally yeah. is not helping it.
Yeah.
She just wanted some tits.
Yeah, darling, I just wanted a bigger rack.
Yeah. She just wanted to rack city it up in here and that's what she did.
And I got to rack city suite.
You know what I mean?
I was there. And
when you look up rack city in the dictionary, that's what you're going to see.
You just see a picture of my tits.
Yeah. We have lost the plot. Does he make your boy like him?
You know what's so funny? Is that he's an arse boy. Luckily, you got that too.
Yeah, innit?
No, but it was so funny that I met him just as they were healed. I was like, perfect.
Oh, perfect. Oh, God. No, yeah, listen. If you were in, like, your absent all sorts, you would have been...
I was in hell.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I didn't even... Obviously,
what was
you
recovery
don't...
like?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. Actually, guys, it really was hard. Like,
what recovery?
Not, yeah, like, no one warned me about, like, how...
Painful.
Hard that was. So painful.
Really?
Oh my God, have I got mascara on my underneath my eyebrows? Yeah. Before we carry on. Yes. No, Charlotte Tilbury is doing me well.
Yeah. Your lashes are so good.
Thanks, babe. Mm. No, it was really hard. The
was
first
it?
Week, yeah, like...
What I'd struggle with, because I think you're the same as me, I have to be keeping active and gymming and stuff. Otherwise, I feel my... It's honestly more for my mental health than it is
yeah.
My physical.
Yeah.
And
I've not been able to. I've only just started going back to the gym. It's been 2.5 months. Yeah, babe. So it is like there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot that you don't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously you expect the first week after you've been cut open to be hard, right?
Yeah.
But I've never had an operation before or
no,
been in
same.
Surgery. So I'd never been put to sleep before.
No.
Anything. So just like, honestly, I was.
How long were you asleep for?
Only an hour and a half.
Fucking up, that's it.
In and out suite. I'm not even joking. I turned up into the hospital. I sat down on the bed, put my cloak on. Ready for you.
Were you shitting your pants?
Said,
I would have been absolutely
I said,
scared.
What? I was so scared.
Were you?
And the minute I woke up from being put into anaesthesia, I burst out crying.
Did you? Oh,
no, but it's hilarious because my nurse was like, it's okay. But I was so, like,
were
I was
you like
so
inconsolable?
Relieved. I was just so relieved I was alive.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I would have thought exactly
even being,
the same thing.
I am so dramatic. Like, I am such a dramatic person. But like,
yeah.
When I say I was so relieved to be alive, I'm not even being dramatic. You hear the stories.
You do hear the stories. Died on operating table.
In it. I was thinking, that's
imagine?
The worst way to go. Died on operating table. Yeah, maybe if you were like getting a heart surgery or something. Yeah, like something serious.
Then it feels
whoa,
more heroic.
Me, get my tits done.
Died on operating table while getting double D's.
In it, while getting double D's.
Yeah. Yeah, you go. I mean...
Best way to go.
I think that's actually quite a lit headline.
No, but it is scary. Like,
yeah.
You know, you have to be really careful. I had to have a heart scan and everything before I went under because I get palpitations. Like, they take it really seriously.
Good, okay.
So it was fine, but
wow.
No one just... I didn't really feel like I was really warned about how much pain I was going to be in. And like,
I
you really are in a lot
that.
Of pain.
Really?
Yeah, like anyone thinking about getting your boobs done, you need to take a full 2 weeks off work. Like when they say take 2 weeks off, 2 weeks off. Like
really?
I couldn't move for 5 days. I don't know if I just had a really bad like,
pain threshold.
Yeah,
no, I don't think. No, I
mean, literally couldn't even press my fingertips
you've
into
gone...
the sofa because I could feel it in my chest, like where they.
You're joking.
Like because like she said to me, "Oh, you won't be able to like adjust yourself on a sofa or on your bed." So that you have to get someone to help you. And I was like thinking, yeah, it'll be fine. Me, literally pressing my fingertips and sofa, like not even putting any pressure on. I could feel all this pressure in my chest. Like,
really?
I can't even describe it. Do you know what it felt like? A huge slab of concrete.
Just gone.
Just pressing down on my chest. Like something was weighing down on my chest for about a whole week.
I didn't think it was that bad at all, you know?
Oh, my God.
I almost just thought, oh, go and get your new tits down, wake up,
in it. But then I do hear some people have, like, no issues, and they're, like, moving about after 3 days. I wish.
Really?
And then I was constipated.
Really?
No one talks about it.
No one talks about it. It's true. So if you're wanting to get your tits done...
Listen up. It was hell. I was in pain. I couldn't move. I was constipated, literally couldn't poo, didn't poo for 4 days.
I wonder why that is.
All the medicine you're on. I was on Kokoda malts. I was spaced out, which is actually not too bad. But I was like, I was spaced out for the entire week, so I can't even really remember that week. So that's the plus of being constipated and in so much pain, you can't really remember it. Then when I finally managed to squeeze out a poo, I got piles.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it was rock solid.
No.
Guys, I'm telling you the God's honest truth here. Got to be
blunt. No,
I'm
gonna
straight up. You're going to get piles. If you're constipated, you're going to get piles.
Yeah.
So then once I'd finally
Oh my God,
like,
I didn't know this.
Yeah, babe. It was a lot. So then, you know, it's one thing after the next.
Right. And then would you say after the 2 week mark, you were...
2 week mark, I felt iconic.
Once the piles had passed, she said, I'm ready to hit the town.
And I'm not going
to
lie, if my surgeon's watching this, listen up, I don't care. But they say, like, don't take off your compression bra. Like, I had this, like, band on me. Don't take it off for the full week. Can't look. Me every day.
Oh, yeah.
In the mirror. I was like that. On Cocodamol, constipated like that.
I'm literally
black and blue,
you
bruised,
cracked out. Like,
I've honestly got selfies on my phone of me like that. Like, they're bruised, black and like blue. Me,
no.
Big belly out here, full of like unpooed
poo. Okay, I have a question. It's so funny. Yeah. You're taking nudes.
Me taking nudes. Honestly,
on Cocodamol, literally spaced her ass. Do you know what? What did you do? Because people always say, don't they? You either get it under or
over the muscle. I went under the muscle.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Because that's what gives a more natural result, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's why it was so painful.
So painful. Is over, do you think, more... Yeah, because that's like...
Because you're only cutting... I don't know, I'm not a surgeon, but obviously you're cutting under your pectoral muscles.
Right,
so like,
right.
I think the pain came from my muscles were trying to repair themselves. But then also your boobs are completely numb.
Yeah.
Because all your nerves are trying to like repair. It's like everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm so happy with
They're
the results.
So good. And the thing is, off camera, I'm going to go ask him.
Wait, do you
in
want
the
to see a quick
Yeah,
hit.
I
want
to see him right now. Oh my God, yes. See, this is great.
They are so good. I'm so happy.
I think Jack's seen this picture because Jack said to me, Maddie's boobs look amazing. And I went, and I thought, is she joking? She's not sent me there.
Oh, this is quite an old photo, but I'll show you. This is when I still had all the...
Oh, my God. Wow.
But these were them before.
But they look like so... Guys, sorry, if you could
this
see what I'm seeing.
This is my nude folder, sorry, guys.
It's literally tits for like an entire gallery. If you guys could see what I'm seeing, it's so good. Wait.
It's my folder of self-hatred.
Yeah. Hate.
No, these are my old boobs.
But they were cute, though.
Just my little boobs. And then my new boobs. So, yeah.
Wow, but it's
I'll show
not,
you them in real life as well, but
They
yeah.
look amazing, and they're not like
I just think they
ones
look
that
so
sit out here. They
yeah,
really
and
like...
they're not high.
No.
Just kind of,
they
just,
really like
I'm
sit
so
nicely.
Happy with them. And you know what? If you've got high boobs, you do you. It's beautiful. But it's just not the result I personally wanted.
Yes, agreed.
But no, it was all worth it. And you know what? I am so happy with them. And it made me feel so much more confident. And that's the main thing.
Is there anything about... this industry that you think made you get them? Or is that just something that you've always wanted?
Honestly, no one has ever said anything to me about my boobs ever in my life.
Really?
No, not one boy.
Yeah, I was going to say, because
no
I thought
one,
you had great boobs.
It has seriously come from just, something I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's definitely other things about myself that people on TikTok have said about.
Right.
Maybe ex-boyfriends have said about that I've never actually ever... actively looked to fix
no,
or do anything.
No.
But my boobs were something no one ever said anything
right,
about them.
Right, but you just felt
but it was just
that.
Me. I was just like, I think maybe partly to do with the fact that obviously we get dressed up so much more, we're going to events and, you know, I did kind of a lot of the times, what kind of sparked it off for me, I've always wanted bigger boobs.
Yeah.
I was like, I never obviously had the money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Have the money to do it now. And I was like, do you know what?
Mm.
If I'm going to do it, let me do it now. Because
why not?
Why not? And also, I'm getting dressed up all the time.
Yeah.
A bit of cleavage going on, darling.
Just feel comfortable in yourself.
Yeah. And it's not to say that small boobs aren't nice. I actually had, I didn't feel unwomanly or anything. No. It wasn't anything to do with that. It was just, I wanted a bit more boobage. That's it.
Fair.
I don't have the jeans for it, sweet.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, it is so annoying how much you fluctuate.
Yeah.
Because I think to try and get, you'll know what I mean by this, Mads, to try and get the trifecta, when you do a gym or whatever, is impossible, right? I either want to be a little bit more Bella Hadid, so I watch my eating, but then I feel like once you lean out, where's the ass? Where's the tits?
Exactly.
But then when I'm a bit thicker, my ass and tits are thriving.
Absolutely.
But the belly's a little bit, it's a little bit soft, it's a little bit profiterole. What can you do?
You can't win, sweetie. And that's why ultimately you have to love yourself. You have to be beautiful inside and out. Okay, sweetie.
And that is on that.
But no, you are right.
Yeah.
You know, I've never had big boobs. I was a gymnast from like 4 years old, the minute I could literally get into gymnastics.
Were you?
Yeah, babe. And I was like competing nationally. Like I was like,
Hang on a minute. No, right.
This is actually a really weird fact no one knows about me.
Listen, Simone Biles, don't just sit there and say, yeah, I was a national gymnast.
I honestly was, I'm not lying. Like, it got to the point where I was like, I had to either choose, like, to quit or I was going to, like, train, try to get in the Olympics and shit. I'm not even joking.
Beijing, like, stop.
But, I mean, I was 11, like, I was, like, young.
I don't even know what you... I can't do this.
It's not even interesting. Basically, I did gymnastics from like, I just turned 4 years old.
Right.
When you can start doing gym. And then I quit when I was like 11.
Okay.
But
you were in it.
I was in it. I was training every day after school.
Really?
Like, I was like in it. Like, it was for real. Yeah.
Did you want to do that at one point though? I mean, you were only 11. Yeah. Who the fuck knows what you wanted to do?
Well, exactly. 11. It was just all I knew, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is, because I did that from such a young age,
right,
my body has molded into just, it will never really fluctuate much beyond.
Yes, I get that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get exactly what you mean. Yeah.
And I think it did, because they do talk about a lot about gymnasts, mm-hmm, and how like it affects their puberty.
They
right?
have a very specific body. They do.
Yeah.
They do.
And I do think it kind of maybe affected my puberty a bit.
Really?
Yeah, like my development, because both my sisters, big boobs, like
really
voluptuous girlies, like
wow,
not me like that. But I don't mind. I loved my body. It was fine. I don't not like my body. I just loved it.
Yeah. I loved it then and I love it now.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Simone Biles because I can't bear it. After you did gymnastics for all that time.
Yeah.
Then, because are you a musical theatre girlie?
Yeah.
You are.
I am, babe. Yeah.
Because I don't know about any of this background.
Oh, yeah. So when I was doing gym, I still used to sing and stuff.
Okay.
And I used to do drama clubs on the weekends, like drama.
Obviously.
Ooh, ooh,
mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And
pain.
Then, yeah.
Sorrow.
Exactly. Me. Wind.
Yeah, that. And then it will say, Gale Force Wind.
Yeah, exactly. All of
okay. Drama club.
Drama club, all of that. And then that was kind of my... It was between gymnastics and like singing and dancing and acting and all that.
And I want to be a star.
Yeah, I want to be a star.
Yeah. I get it. Wow. See? That's a star.
So I quit. I said, fuck off, you bitches. I'm going to be a star on Broadway.
And you, do you still want to sing now?
Yeah, I do.
Want to like move into that? It's so hard, isn't it? Once you've kind of built this little niche and you feel like this is what you're doing.
Yeah. And I love this so much and I would love to go back into
you, but you can do both.
Absolutely. I know I can.
As in, how many people are there that do, but like you really can do that?
I just want to make sure it all makes sense.
And it aligns, yeah, I get that.
Because I've been approached many times since doing this of like, do you want to audition for this show? Because I don't have an acting agent right now. I'm getting an acting agent, but I left my musical theatre agent because it didn't align with my TikTok world.
It doesn't make sense.
And
no.
I needed all the time I could to throw into that and like do it. And I'm so glad I made that decision.
Yeah, you have to, because when I first started, I had my acting agent from time ago when I started doing social media stuff. And I remember, you know, you'd get these random emails like, hey, babes, there's
a... Do you want to do this workshop tomorrow?
Yeah, do you want to do this workshop for a potential Nivea ad? But you probably won't get it, but, like, do you want to... I was like, I don't think I have this in me anymore doing all this.
I'm thinking, babe, like, I've got 500K on TikTok and you're not... I got to that point, I was like, they didn't give a shit about the TikTok.
And you're not, no. And I guess if that's doing something for you...
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah...
I was thinking God, I need to...
Self-tapes. Use bust your chops for a self-tape. Babe. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what I mean. I just felt... And I felt like I'd fallen out of love with it a bit. Mm-hmm. I'd gone through COVID. I graduated my drama school into COVID. Like, literally got sent home early March 2020 of my third year.
Where did you train?
GSA. Girl for School of
Acting. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, no way.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah, full on. 3 years BA in musical theatre on...
I had no idea.
Yeah, and they still don't acknowledge me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they'd have you back to do one of those speeches.
They have not, and I'm going to call you out right now.
Oh.
You have not acknowledged one single bit of success I've had since leaving your college.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's something to do with the fact that it wasn't in theatre or TV or film, then you can go fuck yourself, because you need to actually get up to date with reality, understand the social world.
Mm-hmm.
Plays a big part in your industry. And you know what? It's actually...
Shots fired, that was.
And it actually...
You have 24 hours to respond.
Yeah. Diss track is coming.
Bury that. Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like the minute... Because I've got a part in that Channel 4 comedy sitcom that's coming out in April.
Yes.
And I'm like, the minute that comes out, they'll say, Maddie, I'm our student, Maddie.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been doing bits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So where have you been?
And not that I need the acknowledgement from my drama school, for God's sake, but it's just more like it annoys me that I feel like I'm...
Yeah.
Because I'm sick to death pretending that I'm not doing well or like not... Mm-hmm. Haven't worked really hard to get to where I am right now. And I feel like I'm doing one of the best out of people in my year group.
Yeah, oh my God.
And I'm not going to not say that. And I just feel like... they'll acknowledge everybody else and congratulate everybody else and, you know, but
it's
not
100% that. It's because it's not in that realm of performing.
Yeah, I know.
It's 1,000,000%.
It's just
of course
so
it is. Yeah, it is.
But anyway, it doesn't... It is what it is. I just fell out of love with the industry. And an attitude like that makes me continue to not be in love with that industry.
I completely get that.
Because I don't feel... a level of respect from them, and I'm like, I wish we could just work together and you really understand and respect what I do the same way I understand and respect what you do, do you know what I mean? And we can help each other out. I'll help you get people to come to your
there's
shows.
There's no way.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway.
Mark my words, you're going to be, I think I just see a show for you.
Oh, I hope so. I'm working on my own show. Yeah, I know.
Really?
No. But that's like really in the works. But I was like, right, well, I'll do it myself. Not that I actually...
I love this. As in your own, like, is it like a skit? Like, what is like...
Unsure. It's in the works.
Okay.
I think it's definitely going to be what people want to see.
Fine.
Like, it will be definitely like the MGJ.
Yes.
What you want to see.
Yeah.
But might be a bit of singing in there as well. I'd love to do a bit of singing,
actual singing.
Bit of usual crazy singing. I just really want people to come to it and leave and be like, that was sick.
Okay.
That was so good. It's going to be really structured. I've got a director. So like, it's definitely going to like.
I love this so much.
Yeah. So it's good. I'm excited for it. And I really just like stick my teeth into a bit more like creative things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
I'm so excited. Well, I mean, yeah. We've been due a night out for about 55,000 years.
We honestly are due a night out.
I know. Please. Well, we shall. And we shall.
We shall and we will.
We shall and we will. I want to play a very quick game.
Go on then.
Of this and that with you.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
God. Swear to God.
Yeah, you... Okay.
I'm nervous.
They're just very quick fire and silly Billy, okay?
Silly Billy.
Right. Okay. Maddie Grace Jepson, are you ready to play this or that?
Yeah, my heart's beating.
Yeah, pitter patter. feel sick, like I could throw up.
Why are my lips red? Why would they be red?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Good girl, yes. Morning person or night person?
Morning person. I'm a night person. So I can't really know how to answer that question because I'm a night person as well.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Morning person.
I get that. Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Cat girly. I love dogs as well. But
you're more of a cat girly.
I feel like I'm a cat. And
you are either a dog or a cat person. Yeah. There is not like, you could like them both, but you know.
Yeah.
You know where you sit.
As soon as I can get a cat, I'll be getting a cat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm coming to visit it. Club rat or night in girly?
Night in girly.
Mm-hmm.
I am night in girly.
Can't relate. cocktails or wine?
Oh, cocktails.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. Roommates or live alone?
Live alone. I do have a roommate right now. Aaron, I love you. but I
get fucked.
But I thrive on my own.
Yeah, okay.
So I would, yeah.
I get that. Go home at a reasonable time or go to an afters?
Home at a reasonable time. I know, I'm a boring sod. I'm a boring fucking sod.
Yeah, proper. Texter or FaceTimer?
Texter.
Thank God, same.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
My new man loves a FaceTime, though. FaceTime all the time. I don't mind it, but...
Oh, if it's a sweet thing, FaceTime all day. You know what I mean? Yeah, you and your new double Ds. Yeah. Okay. Win the lottery or meet your soulmate?
Fuck.
I know.
Be my soulmate. I'll make my own money, sweet.
Okay, this is Boys Edition.
Okay.
Tall king or funny king? I know.
I've got to pick between the two. Why can't they be both?
You can't have it all. Betty Grace Jepps, you can't have it all.
Okay, I'd rather they be funny.
I agree.
Million percent.
I honestly think you could look like Quasimodo. If you're funny, I'm there.
Absolutely.
I'm on my hands and knees.
Yeah.
Sex with the lights on or sex with the lights off?
On.
Yay, JP!
I love the lights on.
Yeah.
I want to see it!
Yeah, I want to see it! Okay, has loads of female friends or has fuckboy male friends?
Oh.
In it, the question on everyone's lips.
Okay, I feel like it's an obvious answer. I'd rather they have lots of female friends.
Yes. But you, I know you also low-key hate it.
I'm also like, why do you have loads of female friends?
Fine.
I just think women thrive with women. But yes, and the gays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, weirdly, I have got quite a few guy mates, but...
But are you going to go around the house and paint the toenails?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay, but if you were the girl best friend, I would love you. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
you. I suppose it would really depend.
I think that's the thing. I think I always make an effort as well. Like if I'm being introduced to a guy's and it's like a female that they're seeing or something,
yeah.
I'm like, I need her to know I'm a girly whirly. I am not a threat. I am not like, only have boy mates.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely here to have a good time.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
It's the girl best friends I have an issue with when they try and sit there and lecture me on how much they know my boyfriend more than me. Because I have had that so many times.
Hell.
And I'm like, it's okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, chill out.
Yeah.
Like, we're not in competition.
I agree. Like, you know his blood type. Ew.
Yeah.
Like, what? Weird.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay.
You can be obviously friends with the opposite sex, but just...
within reason.
Competition.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out. Athlete or finance bro?
Athlete.
Yeah, agreed.
1,000,000%.
Although, my dad's one rule for me was never a footballer.
Oh, never a footballer.
Never a footballer.
But, you know, give me a triple jump or whatever you call them, triple hop.
Oh! A run hop. You heard it here first, guys. That's the new official name. A run, step and a hop. I think a rower.
Yeah, when I'm thinking athlete, I mean, I'm thinking like Mo Farah. Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
I'm not thinking of a footballer. I know they are athletes, but I'm not thinking.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Are they?
They're in their own.
Okay, so much hate for that. Don't take me. Sorry, YouTube. I'm sorry, football YouTube. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I swear. Okay, last one. Small pecker or receding hairline?
Ooh, receding hairline. Because I'll take them to Turkey.
Agreed. I said that's exactly. That's exactly what I said.
You can fix a small hairline. You can't fix a small dick.
So. Yeah, agreed. Turkey, yeah.
Oh, actually, maybe they do that in Turkey as well. I don't know.
Oh no, my, what an extendable knob!
I'd rather receding hairline. I'd rather receding.
I agree, lads. Thank you so much for coming. I love you so much.
Honestly, had such a good time.
We've just been I feel like we've just been on our sofa at home chatting.
Babe, we've just been chit-chatting.
Yeah, I love you so much. Give me a hug.
I love you. I love you, Christmas.
Christmas. She's been saying Christmas since Christmas time, and it absolutely fucks me.
Christmas.
Love you. Yay! Love you. Okay, guys, that is it. Like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Please leave me 5 stars if you're listening, I beg. Tell your nan, tell your dad, tell your auntie, tell your uncle, tell your dog, tell your cat, I don't care. Love me, lips me. Mwah. Come back next time.